to everybody again. I just want to keep you up to date with what is going on because the work is moving forward rapidly and new developments are taking place every week. Last Sabbath, some of us were not privileged to be here with you, but we were privileged to be up to Fresno. The chorale journeyed up to Fresno, and we really had a very fine service. And the chorale sang, I would almost say, as I never heard them sing before. We're going to have them with us here today, and now if they can sing just a little better, as the commercial goes, it'll be terrific. And first, about the Gladewater Tabernacle. I think most of you must have received the letter that I sent out this week. Now, somehow I've had hope that this letter is going to still make it possible for us to have the tabernacle this year. It looks like a hopeless case. So far, we have had pledges for about $500 a month, and it's going to take $15,000. So, you see, we're a long, long ways off. We cannot build the tabernacle this year unless the members of the church, and here is the largest congregation we have, and I know that this congregation has only done a fraction of what it's capable of doing. But unless we can pledge over and above tithes, over and above regular offerings, a total of the membership, $15,000 a month, we're going to have about 2,000 people that won't be able to get in over there this fall. But I've stated before that the Balin Manufacturing Company are willing to go along with us, build it now. We probably would give them a $50,000 down payment. We have that money in the bank in this special fund, and more too on reserve. But I don't propose to put it all out to them at once. We will have a little reserve to take up the slack if some fail with their pledges and we go ahead. But there will have to be a $15,000 a month contract, and it'll probably last about a year and a half to pay for it. And they're willing to do it because they have confidence in me personally. And yet I'm not obligating myself legally. It's going to be the church. But there is a moral obligation, and if you, brethren, don't send in enough to meet it, I'm the one that they're going to look to. And I know that I'm not willing to sign any contracts unless I can have more assurance than performance so far has shown. Now, I will say this, that we've been going at about the rate of $6,500 a month since the first of the year. Now, if we can just do a little more and double that, we can still, a little more than double it, just a little more than double, and we can have the tabernacle this year. So I still hope it will be possible. I do wish you'd pray over it. I wish that you would all do all you can. We do need it. As you all know, we purchased the Manson property. I'm calling it that because that's the name of the people from whom we have bought it. Next to Mayfair, between Mayfair and Ambassador Hall on the campus that gives us the clean sweep all the way through now. And Mr. and Mrs. Manson finally moved out of their apartment, which is the largest apartment in the building. They had divided it off into five apartments, where formerly it was just one 15-room house, I believe it was. They have divided it off now into five different apartments. They have moved out. Two other apartments already were vacant. Two of them are still occupied. And in one of them, we are making plans to move, I think, six girls into one of the apartments, I'm sure, by the middle of this week, at this coming week at least. And probably we will not use the rest of the building until next fall, but we will need it then to house the expected increase in enrollment of girls by next fall. And it's a wonderful thing that we have it, and I might just say that our men working on the grounds, our gardeners and the other men and the students helping on the grounds, are taking down the fences. In fact, the one between the Manson property, and we haven't come up with a name for it yet, It seems that the nearest thing we've come would be to call it Terrace Villa. It is of Mediterranean construction. I think it should have a Mediterranean name. And, of course, Terrace, it's on Terrace Drive. It's on the Terraced Hill, you might say. We could call it Hillside or Hillcrest or something of that sort. But all the other buildings are on the hill, too. And that doesn't... Well, of course, they're all on Terrace, too. But Villa is a distinctive name for a building of that sort around the Mediterranean region. Now, I've had all kinds of tongue-twister names of French and Italian and foreign names submitted that are supposed to be quite flossy, I think, some of them, but I'm afraid we'd never... I know we wouldn't pronounce them the way our French and Spanish teachers do when they present these names, and we're going to speak English and call them by some kind of an English style of pronunciation. Any name that I've found so far, some people will like it, and then others, no, oh, that's horrible. We couldn't stand that name. And I found some that just think Terrace Villa is terrible. They can't put up with that name at all. But I don't know what we're going to do. We'll get a group together and decide the name sometime soon. Now, we are going on a number of new radio stations all the time. And I received contracts this week, as a matter of fact, for a number of the new stations, many of which we're already on. We've been on for a month or so, just now getting the contracts to sign. But recently, in going around the world, we have started on Okinawa, where many of the United States troops are stationed. I don't think we'll reach many natives there in the English language, but we will reach a good many of the servicemen overseas. Then Radio Tangier, just across from Gibraltar, you know, in Spain, which reaches Spain, Portugal, and even up into France. Then the latest one to open up, we haven't gotten started there, but I think we're getting started immediately, is in Elizabethtown, Belgian Congo. And that is down in the very heart of Africa, south of the middle. But that station will cover the territory down to where Radio Lorenzo Marcus picks up, reaching all South Africa. And it also reaches a good deal of Rhodesia down there. And then, of course, we have the extra time now on South Africa, three times a week now on reaching South Africa, and the mail response is very fine from down there. Then we are on the second time, you know, in India, Radio Goa. Goa in on the western coast of India. We're getting a good return from China in mail. Radio Taiwan, or Formosa, Chiang Kai-shek station. And we are on there now twice a week. And then the second network we have gone on in Australia, because we were receiving the largest amount of mail of any of the religious programs on the smaller town network. They have now offered us the big city network, and I think there are two cities lacking, and then we'll have all of Australia, and we're reaching 85% of the Australian population now, or more. Then Radio Bangkok, five times a week. Now, Korea is open to us, and I think that we probably should take that right away, because I'm afraid it may be closed up to all radio or religious broadcasting soon. We don't know what the Chinese communists are going to do over there. They're just now offering to take their troops out of North Korea. And, of course, that's only a trick to try to induce the United Nations and the United States to pull out of South Korea, after which, of course, the communists would come right down and take over South Korea and the whole thing. And the fact that they are beginning to move means they undoubtedly are trying to plan or plot some way to take over South Korea. Then we have our network in the Philippines. In Manila, we are on a 50,000-watt station at about 500 and something on the dial, the very finest dial spot, and no competition over there, 50,000-watt standard wave, beside There are about 15 stations on the entire network through the Philippines. And we already had one church over there that had come over with us, and there are two or three more now. They have been with what we call the Sardis Church, as described in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. They've already been Sabbath keepers. They've already believed a good deal of mostly of what we do. But they've been getting the Bible correspondence course, Ambassador College Bible Correspondence course. Their ministers are studying it and are coming with us, and it seems they're pulling their whole congregations along with them. I think there are at least 30 or 40 members or more in each one of these congregations in different towns over in the Philippines. We're simply going to have to send a man from here over there before too long to interview these men, check in on it, and sort of get things organized a little better. Anyway, the work is picking up. It's increasing all the way around. Our one difficulty seems to be in finances, and while we're having an increase over last year, about the average increase, yet it seems like the need increases faster than the means. And we still need you to pray for that. And now just this morning, I was looking over some of our annuals, the college annuals, and checking over all the students, except for the newer ones that are in this year, which of course are not pictured in last year's or the one before, the college yearbooks. But there's just one thing about it. We do not have enough ministerial timber coming in the next several years. Not anywhere near as much as we need. Now the prod is on all of you fellows who are in the college to try to make more of your opportunities, that more of you can become ministerial timber than, well, the harvest is great and the laborers are few. That's all there is to it. And God tells us to pray the Lord of the harvest, who is Christ himself, that he will send forth more laborers. And we certainly need to. We're coming to the time now, the time of year, when high school seniors are beginning to think about college. And we need to pray that God will lay it so heavily on young men in high school that are graduating this year, that God knows are of the caliber that he can use in his ministry, to cause them to get interested in Ambassador College and to come here next fall. We need a still larger class next fall. And taking in a still larger class next fall means a larger cost of operation of the college. And so it goes, and that's the way we go round and round all the time. And there's no stopping it. We're just getting ready to start the real big work. The work is so big now that if I had told anyone 15 years ago that in 15 years it would be where it is now, they would have laughed at me. And yet, it is still insignificant compared to where it must go, and in less than another 15 years, because we don't have another 15 years to go. In all probability, we have not more than about 13 years. I think you're going to hear more about that in the main sermon this afternoon. So now, I'm going to break off here, and I'm glad that we're going to have the chorale. We'll hear from them now. I think Mr. Ettinger is here, all ready with them, and I'm going to come down and enjoy hearing them with you.